Five Star Digital. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Just wanted to kind of follow back up with you. We were in contact, looks like in June, and you were looking to bring on some working capital. We were looking.
Yeah, I was trying to consolidate some loans, but unfortunately, one of the banks that actually I thought I had the best relationship with.
Yeah.
Did something really terrible and unprecedented and almost put me out of business. So
we are really?
Actually going through bankruptcy proceedings right now. So
no,
thanks anyways. Yeah, they called
what
a loan
did
up
they do?
Default even though, well, I'd never been late on a payment at all. I had
right.
an SBA loan with them from back in 2013. Always
right.
current, never even a day late. And last year, I had taken out a couple of additional loans, end of last year, or beginning of last year, end of, 2014, as I took these other loans out. Anyway,
right.
so end of last year, beginning of this year, I was looking to consolidate everything, and because I had a perfect history with these guys, I actually went back to them and said, hey, I'm looking to consolidate a couple of loans. We have a great relationship. You've done the SBA loan for me before.
Right.
And they said, yeah, sure, go ahead and submit everything to us and we'll see what we can do. So I did that, submitted everything to them, and they came back to me a month later and said, no, we can't do it. And also, by the way, you are technically in default because you were not allowed to take out additional loans on the business without talking to us first.
Really? Without talking to the bank that you were with?
Yeah. I guess there was a clause in the loan agreement that I didn't even know about. 20 pages long or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't see this one aspect of it that said I couldn't take out additional financing without going through them first. And they called the loan up in default.
Really?
And so I was working on trying to get that refinanced and get it out from underneath them. And, I was actually talking to a couple of guys about investing in my company.
Right.
There was one guy that I was actually interested in buying my company outright, and I had actually even considered that a little bit.
Right.
And then, and I had been communicating with them the whole time about all of that. And all of a sudden in June, they sent a letter out to all of my clients demanding payment to them instead of me.
Really?
And, and a lot of my clients, not the management that I deal with, so they all
right.
actually really liked us and liked what we were doing, but the ownership and their attorneys of the dealerships that I work with, they smell smoke and they just run. I lost about a third of my business based off of that. And
no kidding.
A lot of the dealerships that we do still have been basically just holding on to all the receivables for now until the whole thing gets cleaned up. So I've been running on a shoestring in the last month and a half.
Wow.
Just
that's
to keep
absolutely
the business
ridiculous.
Alive. Yeah,
I just don't understand how the bank puts a clause that, so they said you can't get a loan from any other bank?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do anything else on the business without consulting with them first or going.
That is ridiculous.
First.
What bank was this?
It's called Bridge Bank, based up in San Jose.
Which one?
Sorry. It's called Bridge Bank.
Bridge Bank.
Yeah.
I've actually never even heard of them.
Yeah, but anyway, so I mean, that is what it is. Whatever. The biggest thing that surprised me was that they contacted my clients directly with a quasi legal notice. It wasn't registered mail. It wasn't from a
firm. They just went directly to your clients.
Yeah, a letter from the bank directly to the clients, basically saying, "Pay us, not him," was enough to scare away a lot of my clients. And it just seems so counterintuitive. The end goal, obviously, for everyone to get paid.
Of course.
That was always my intention. And they really just shot themselves in the foot on this one, because if I'm not doing business with these clients, then I'm not getting paid, and they're not getting paid, nobody's getting paid. So.
Yeah, of course. No, I completely understand. But that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what did you tell the bank?
Well, that was the funny thing is, I had always been current with them, and after they sent these letters out, which was the end of June, I called them and I talked to this lady that I had been communicating with the entire time, for the last couple of months, ever since they called the loan up into default, and I let her kind of have it for about an hour, as professionally as I could, but I
sure.
kind of just said, what are you guys doing?
I don't blame you.
And, And she really didn't give me any concrete answer other than, well, we need to make sure that we cover ourselves and get our money before anybody else does. So this was the reason why we did this. And I said, well, good luck. And you'll be hearing from my attorney next. So
yes, good. I would hope so.
Yeah.
So do you have your attorney working on it right now or what?
Yeah. We actually filed both business and personal on the 19th of August. And so I'm working through that right now. We have a hearing on the 29th.
Right.
And see what happens. The next couple of months are going to be interesting. And I'm hoping at this point I can just hold on to as much of the business as I can.
Yeah, me too.
Come out the other side of it and just kind of rebuild in 2017. I've got a couple of new products that I work with other companies on.
Right.
That there should be some good opportunities coming up. So,
okay, good.
I'm hoping next year will be a rebuild. Yeah, next year should be able to rebuild and just kind of pick up where I left off, hopefully sometime mid next year and
right.
get back to where we were and move forward. So just kind of a
wow.
messy situation right now, but we'll get through it.
You'll get through it. No, you'll get through it. Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Speed bump.
What kind of new products are you guys trying to bring on?
Well, the companies that we work with, so yeah, I don't know if you ever talked before, but you know, we do advertising for car dealerships. We actually go out and provide content for them. We go out and photograph and video their inventory.
Right.
And we essentially get it online for them. So we supply autotrader.com, cars.com, the dealership's website, all the rest
right.
of those advertising sources with the actual photographs and video
oh.
of the vehicle.
Oh,
and,
okay. That's cool.
That's what we've been doing for the last 10 years. And there's a guy that I work with that is a really good buddy of mine, actually, that owns a company that actually builds websites and does SEO
uh-huh.
for dealerships. And he created a platform to basically do retargeting, video retargeting. So if you're looking for a car and you just start doing some searches, you know, like everybody does, you go onto Google
right.
and you type in Dodge Ram just to get some reviews, and you maybe start
sure.
looking around a little bit more aggressively and say 2015 Dodge Ram, the 2015 Dodge Ram Orange County, whatever. Google starts
yeah.
to obviously know that you're searching for a car. His
right.
software picks up on that, which is basic retargeting. You know,
right.
But it packages the video that we shoot along with the incentives and rebates and whatnot that are available through the dealership, and puts together a 30-second promo commercial on the fly of actual videos. Yeah. So instead of when you click on an MSN highlight or sports highlights or pretty much anything, any video,
right.
and you usually get that little 30-second promo that's for like dishwasher soap or AIS insurance or other random crap like that.
Right.
They deliver very specific content for vehicles that you're in the market for based on your browsing habits.
Based on what you searched. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And I mean, at this point, you know, car dealerships used to have these massive budgets, monthly budgets for TV commercials and radio advertising and print and newspapers and all that stuff. And that's obviously all pretty much gone away.
Yeah.
And so they've got tens of thousands of dollars that they used to spend on that. That they've stopped spending on that, and they've never really started spending it anywhere else.
Right.
Where they should be. Because the audience is still there. They're just not looking at those things. They're just spending
especially
time on
that. With the amount of competition there is in cars too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really a way for the dealership to put their vehicles in front of as many local people who are actively searching for their inventory. He's actually got a patent pending on the software.
Oh, wow. Good for you guys.
It's kind of unprecedented, and I think it's going to be a really good opportunity next year. So picking up
wow.
and moving on, and like I said, hopefully just getting over this speed bump. And
yeah, I hope so, too. I really do. Because, that bank is... Screw them. I'll tell you that. They pissed me off for you.
It was very surprising. It was a very surprising move on their part.
Yeah.
And it is what it is at this point. So.
What kind of, did you have like a line of credit with them or what was it?
No, it was an SBA loan.
Really?
And it was actually a great loan. Yeah, it was a 7-year term, 6.25% rate. So that was all good.
Wow.
And like I said, I was actually very happy with everything with them up until the point where they did what they did. Never missed a payment and everything was good. And, anyways, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Got to move on from it. So,
That's absolutely ridiculous. So the 29th is your hearing, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll have this thing all done and wrapped up by the end of December, maybe, once it's all said and done.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. I hope everything definitely works out for you, because that bank definitely doesn't deserve that at all. No, for real. They don't even deserve you as a customer at all.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I feel the same way.
But yeah. All right. Well, how about, would you mind if I follow back up with you to see how you're doing in December?
Yeah, no, that's fine. You know, early next year. I mean, obviously,
early next year, yeah, whenever.
Yeah, how it all goes. And, you know, yeah, I mean, like I said, hopefully next year we're going to be growing exponentially if everything works out the way I'm hoping
it will.
Yeah,
big time. Especially if you get that software up and going.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good opportunity.
I don't know what the bankruptcy is going to do as far as my credit's concerned or what you guys can do or anything like that.
Right.
But anyways, but yeah, there should be some really good opportunity next year. And so.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely follow back up with you. And we actually deal with all kinds of businesses here anyway. We've even actually given loans out to businesses that have been in bankruptcies, just as long as, you know, bank statements are not negative anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but besides that, we definitely would be able to do something.
All right. Cool. Yeah, definitely follow up. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Look forward to talking to you.
Sounds great. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. All have a good one.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.